I thought the game was very competitive. I thought first half we created some really, really good opportunities. And, you know, again, we're disappointed just to come in 1-0 up. I thought we had the opportunities to score a second goal. I know Solomon's at the bar. And then second half, West Ham, fair play to Slaveni, changed the shape of the team. And they stretched us. They really opened us up with the way they played. And we had to change it to compensate that. But I thought West Ham played really well second half. And when they got the second goal, it's just that it was so disappointing because the lads had worked so hard. You know, you think that have they got that last little bit in them? And you know, they've done it again for us. You know, they you know, great corner obviously from Brunty, and then you know, Johnny's fabulous header at the back post.
Yeah, great fighting qualities from your team to get a point.
Yeah, like I say, first half I thought it was, you know, it was a you know, a good football game for us. Second half, West Ham were really, and can I just say one thing? You know, people talk about no atmosphere at this ground. I thought the atmosphere was absolutely fantastic. I thought the West Ham supporters and the West Bromwich Albion supporters were brilliant. I thought it was fantastic.
Tony, Nasser Chadli needed that goal for you. I know he's had that spell out with the operation, but that was good for him to score today.
Yeah, he played really well. Nasser first half, and second half we brought him off at the end because we were chasing and not getting enough ball. But he's quality, really, really quality player, top player. And I thought first half, most of the stuff, the good stuff that we did actually came through Nasser. But we got to be careful with him. Last thing we want him to do is be chasing around and getting another injury. We you know, we're really, really pleased with him. He creates opportunities and scores as well. He's a top player.
And all that work that you do on set pieces on the training ground paid off again today.
Yeah, again, we thought that you know, if we could suck West Ham are very, very strong on the near post of corners. If we could actually exploit the back post, then there'd be opportunities and chances. We had a couple first half, and then obviously the great header from Johnny.
Did West Ham have a point with Fagouli's disallowed goal in the first half, do you think?
No, I've actually looked at it, and the lad actually comes back from an offside position, but also he pushes Ben. I think if you slow it down, he actually pushes Ben. So it's he's come back from an offside position and actually fouls Ben. Hopefully they'll show that.
3 points away from the magic 40 now as well.
Yeah, 13 games to go. I think we've come here today and had a go. You know, it's been an entertaining game in all ways, shapes and forms. And you know, I'm just delighted for the players. You know, we could have taken them away, but I've spoke to them. I'd rather them take their families and children away for a couple of days themselves. And then get back and get ready for what is then a real tough programme for us.